It only happens twice a year.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. Ben Bernanke is preparing to take center stage in about an hour from now. The Fed chairman begins 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill. This morning, he gives his twice-yearly report on the economy. Our New York bureau chief, Amy Scott, joins us live. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What are we going to hear from Mr. Fed today?
Well, we have a hint thanks to the Wall Street Journal. Bernanke has a column in the paper today, and he addresses some of the recent concerns in the market about inflation. Even though it's not a problem now, all the money that the Fed has pumped into the economy could lead to higher inflation down the road. So Bernanke talked about all the tools the Fed has to fight inflation if it does become a problem.
Mm-hmm. Did he say anything about raising interest rates?
Well, he talked about raising interest rates as well as other ways to essentially take money out of the system. But he stressed that that won't need to happen for quite some time. And part of this bill, as well as his testimony before Congress today, is about PR. I talked with Chris Lowe this morning. He's an economist with FTN Financial. And, you know, he says Bernanke's term expires in January, and the Fed chair is hoping to stay on for another 4 years.
One of the things we want to hear is, he's got to sound competent and reassuring so that we can all have confidence that his job is safe and that he is going to come back.
Yes, there's been a lot of speculation about this. Is Bernanke coming back?
Right. Well, President Obama has declined to say, but of course, Bernanke's been under fire for things like pushing Bank of America to buy Merrill Lynch, and some say going too far to bail out troubled institutions. So the hearing today could get a bit testy.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
And when Mr. Bernanke speaks, investors will listen. Major European markets are up more than 1%. Asian markets were mostly flat today. Yesterday, the Dow added 104 points and closed at 8,848. Some corporate earnings beating estimates this morning. Coca-Cola earnings up 43%. United Health Group profits more than doubled. DuPont and Merck profits dropped, but less than analysts feared. There is an auction today for the assets of the bankrupt auto parts maker Delphi. A lot of people are speculating about who will get what, but Michigan would like to know who is going to clean up the mess. This is a growing worry for states with a lot of failing industry, as Elisa Roth reports.
Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality wrote a letter to the bankruptcy judge in charge of Delphi's case. It said the state wants to be sure the cost of cleaning up old sites is calculated in the price of the company's assets. Bob McCann is the agency's spokesperson.
The alternative would be that the state becomes the only real liable party left to do that cleanup, and frankly, we don't have the money for it.
He says what they're talking about are known as orphan sites. These are old industrial sites that factories leave behind when they close, and they often contain hazardous materials that can leach into the environment. And then the state gets stuck paying to clean them up.
Well, it's just the reality of any manufacturing area that we are going to have our share of companies that, due to the economy, are either downsizing or moving away completely.
And with states facing their own budget crises, the last thing they want to do is clean up after somebody else. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And in California, the governor and legislative leaders have agreed on a plan to close the state's $26 billion budget shortfall. It includes billions in painful cuts, plus borrowing and some accounting maneuvers.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
You know, I try to do my part for the environment. I feed my office coffee grounds to my African red wigglers. Maybe you have your little ways. But my next guest would like to see individuals doing what the global players do, trading carbon credits to cut greenhouse gases. Tom Riley is CEO of a new company, My Emissions Exchange. He would like to one day broker the sale of household electricity reductions. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I think of carbon credits as something giant companies and countries can trade. What do carbon credits have to do with little old me?
Well, the reason you think that is because today that is exactly what carbon credits are focusing on, only the industrial sector. My Emissions Exchange has created a personal carbon credit that focuses on the consumer, you and me. You go to My Emissions Exchange and you upload your utility bill. And if you show from month to month on each year basis that you reduce your actual utility consumption, we take those verifiable credits, they're measured, and we bring those to the carbon market. And we act as brokers, and we put you in touch with the market out there.
I understand my minimum carbon credit is 1 metric ton. What have I got to do in my home to save a metric ton of carbon?
There's a lot of things we can do without changing anything in our quality of life. All you have to really do is look at your phantom energy, your power strip usage. You have to look at, you know, obviously you change into your light bulbs to low energy usage light bulbs, energy saving appliances. You add those things up, you'll have 10% reductions very soon.
How much money is my carbon credit worth?
If you produced a verifiable carbon credit by reducing your emissions, we could take that and probably get between $15 and $20 is our estimate.
And is this a working market, Tom? Or are you getting $15 checks from companies and sending them to individuals yet?
No, we're a new concept and a new company. We've been doing this for all 3 weeks.
So let me get this straight, Tom. You will make your money brokering trades in a market that doesn't exist. Explain.
Isn't that a bright future? Well, yeah, we believe it, and we're trailblazing something, and we know we're way ahead of the market. People are starting to focus on their personal emissions. There's nothing out there that's financially oriented. There's nothing that's going to incentivize them to continue doing that. And this is so easy. So we have the confidence, but we're not being naive. We know it's going to take some time to catch on, like any environmental project.
Tom Riley is CEO of My Emissions Exchange. Tom, thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Let us know how you're doing your part, however you define that. We're at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.